You have a copy of the Word of God. Why don't you turn with us tonight in the New Testament to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter number 10. And I want to begin to look tonight at this inner band of men that dwelt with the Lord Jesus and the special sermon that He had set aside just for them. I believe that through the words of Christ that as to those that walked with Him and knew Him better than anyone else, those 12, I believe as we look at the words that He had to share with them as He sent them forth into service, as He sent them forth to be a witness for Him, and to, because He knew that His time was drawing nigh, and He knew that He needed to leave someone to carry the bloodstained banner of the cross and the gospel message. And I believe that's similar to what we've been commanded as a church. Now, I don't want to mislead anybody. This is written unto Jewish men as to how that they are to minister unto the nation of Israel, as to how that they are to be a witness unto the Jew. For salvation is of the Jew first, and then also to the Gentile. But I believe that we can glean some things from this text in chapter number 10. But I want to begin tonight in verse number 1. And I want to preach to you tonight on this thought, unparalleled instruction. Unparalleled instruction. That being the teaching of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you found your place, Matthew 10, verse 1. Let's stand and honor and reverence for the reading of the Word of God. And then we'll look upon the Word and share what God's laid upon our hearts and see what the Lord has in store for us tonight. Let's look at the Word. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 1, "And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." You may be seated tonight. We find here that some have looked at this text and expounded from this chapter, and there's many, many things that we can glean from it. As I was beginning to think about what this unparalleled instruction might have to share with us and what it might have to teach us, God began to share with me some things and reveal unto me some things. And as we look at each one of these men and study out their lives and study out who they are, I believe that we can draw from the text not only what we looked at tonight, but the entire chapter. I believe we're going to draw some things that's going to help us to find out where we're at in our Christian walk. Find out who we are as God's children, that we might be able to better serve Him. I believe that's what it's all about. Amen? That we might be able to come to the house of God, that we might be able to read the Word of God, that we might be able to hear the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God, that we might be able to hear the songs of Zion, that we can go back out into a lost and dying world and be a witness for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords. We find here that that's what Jesus' main desire was that these men would be a witness. That these men, that through their testimony, through not only the message that they carried, but through the life in which they lived before those that were around them, that they would be able to spread the good news, share the gospel of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We find here that I like what John MacArthur terms these. He terms these the master's men. And my friend, that's exactly what we ought to desire to be. Men and women, we ought to desire to be the master's men. Ought to desire to be the master's women. Ought to desire to be the children of the Most High God, ever desiring to serve Him with fervency and with zeal. The Bible here shares with us some truths in this first little verse here. And I want to think about what it says. Now, first of all, as we think about this unparalleled instruction, I believe, first of all, as we think about this call of the carpenter, we hear the summons. The summons. Look what the Bible says in verse number 1. It says there, "And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples." Now that calling in which that God made was not like one that we would call. A lot of times we pick up the phone, we might call somebody, might have desire to interact with them, might have desire to have a vocal conversation with them, we might call upon them. And we find that that call is not necessarily what Jesus had there. That calling in which that God makes is so much greater than what we think of. This calling in which we see here in verse number 1, that word called means to call toward oneself. It means to invite. It means to invoke. It means to summons one to thy side. And we find here the Bible says, "And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples." Now, disciples in the broad sense means a learner. It's one that is a student. It's a pupil. And we find that in this text tonight is what we're reading. We find the Bible describes these as disciples in verse number 1. If you look on down into verse number 2, we see that we find that these men are called apostles. But we find that Jesus had many disciples. Jesus had many that had been called. He had many that had received the good news, had heard, had many that had been able to hear the teaching and been able to witness the miracles, had many that followed Him and flocked unto Him. But my friend, we find that whenever the going got tough, that there was only a few that really got going. We find that there was only these 12 that really stuck by the side of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We might look at it somehow as in the day and time in which we live, a good term in which we could use would be apprenticeship or internship. We find that somebody might have a great desire to follow in a specific trade. Might find that somebody has a great yearning to make themselves and to be a doctor or a lawyer or a great mechanic or some type of mill worker. We find that that they might have a desire to do something. But we find that, hey, it goes beyond the book knowledge. Amen. Hey, you can learn the books. Hey, you can get all the education you want. You can know everything, all the ins and all the outs of how something's put together and how something works on paper. But my friend, it's far different from whenever you actually get your hands on. And my friend, I believe that's what Jesus was desiring to teach these men. He summons them unto His side that they might walk with Him, that they might be with Him, that they might be able to learn from the Son of God how that they ought to conduct themselves in and out of their everyday life. And my friend, we find that that's what Jesus wants for us tonight. Hey, my friend, God wants you to come to His house. He wants you to learn the Word. He wants you to study the Word. He wants you to be a doer of the Word. But my friend, we need to go out and we need to put these things into practice. So we find the Bible says that He called unto Him these men. First of all, He called them unto salvation. Amen. Hey, I'm thankful for the call of God that comes upon our life. I'm thankful for that general, external, universal call in which God places upon mankind. I'm thankful for old-time preaching. I'm thankful for good Christian radio broadcast that publishes the gospel far and near. I'm thankful for those that are dedicated to teach the Word of God, to rightly divide the truth of the Scripture. I'm thankful for that because it's through that that God puts forth that general, external, universal call unto all mankind. And we find that in good doctrine, that in good teaching, that in those that rightly divide the Word of God, hey, they deal with that condemnation issue. Hey, you got to get somebody lost before they can get saved. Got to get somebody in a state in which they find no hope. Got to get somebody in a state where they see themselves as separated from God because of their sin. Hey, they've got to realize that they're part of that crowd that falls in that category, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, they've got to get in a place where they realize there's nothing within them that can earn merit before a holy God, that they're lost and separated and undone. My friend, but then we find that sweet good news. Amen. Hey, if you'll just place your faith and trust in the Son of God, hey, you can get saved. It ain't of your works. It ain't of your deeds. It's nothing that we can earn. But it's by God's grace, by placing our faith and trust in the Word of God, believing that Jesus is who He says He is. And hey, God calls us out of condemnation, calls us unto a relationship with Him through the shed blood of Jesus the Christ. My friend, we're called not only unto Him by being justified, but my friend, we're called to be sanctified as well. Hey, I'm glad that God's calling. I'm glad that God's beckoning. I'm glad that God is urging individuals to come unto Him. My friend, God's desire is for us to have a greater knowledge of who Jesus really is. So we find here He's summons Him. Hey, we see that there's the summons of salvation. I'm glad for that external, general, universal call. Hey, I'm thankful even greater still for that internal call. I'm thankful for the working of the Spirit of God in our life. I'm thankful for that specific call. I'm thankful for that call that God places upon us that allows us to realize Hey, he's not talking to the one on the other end of the pew. He's not talking to somebody on the other side of the globe. He's talking to me, and he's speaking unto me intently and individually, allowing me to realize that, hey, he's a personal God that has dealings unto you and I. He wants to be a personal Savior unto us. So we find here he summons all these men in different ways. He called them from different backgrounds. As we look here amongst this place tonight, each and every one of us has a different heritage. Hey, we all come from a different lineage. Hey, we all come from a different holler. All grew up on a different creek. Well, some of us did anyway. But we find the Bible tells us and teaches us here that everyone that God called, He called them from a different place, but He called them unto one purpose, and that was to glorify the Son of God. We find the summons of salvation. We also find the summons of service that God places upon our life. Look what the Bible says here in verse number 1. It says, "And He called unto Him His 12 disciples." He didn't call them just to be satisfied with where they were at. He didn't call them just to be satisfied with a baptism of repentance. He didn't call them just to be satisfied with being who that they are and satisfied with just going through the motions. No, He called them unto a specific task. He called them unto do a specific duty. No one else could fulfill that role. My friend, I want to remind you tonight that nobody else can do what you can do. Nobody else can pray what you can pray. Nobody else can go where you can go. Nobody else can have the influence that you might be able to have upon somebody that God has laid out for you to encounter in your life, that you might share the good news of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you might live the truth of the gospel before them. So we see this unparalleled instruction that God has given unto these men. He has summons them. He summons them through salvation. He's summoning them unto service. My friend, we find the Bible tells us here, I believe that He has called them unto a specific task. He calls in many different ways. He calls us sometimes in very private ways. Amen. Hey, sometimes God might speak to you and it might be as far away from the church house as you can get. Hey, there's a lot of people think that you got to come to church to be able to hear from God. I'd say that's a far cry wrong. Amen. Hey, you come to God's house and receive a lot of truth and receive the call of God. But boy, I'm glad that sometimes He speaks unto us in private. I remember whenever God was dealing with me about preaching. I remember whenever God was dealing with me about serving Him and surrendering my life unto Him, that I might be a vessel He could work through to teach and to preach this precious Word. Hey, it wasn't in no big fine church. I can remember riding on mower over at Law Ridge Country Club and contemplating and wrestling in my heart with the Holy God as to what I was supposed to do. I'd even try preaching a little bit out there by myself, Ronnie. I thought there's nobody else listening, nobody else around. There might not have been in them late evenings out there on the golf course, but my friend, my God spoke to me in a very special way. God can speak to you in a very special way. He has a task for you. He has a job that nobody else can do, that only you can fulfill. So we find that He calls, He summons sometimes in public through prayer, through your devotion time, through your commitment time. But we find also He sometimes calls through public times, through public places, through worship or through the church, through the mission field. My friend, God can summons in many ways and in many areas. So we find here in this unparalleled instruction, we find first of all the summons. But we also see here in the second part of this first verse, the strength. Look what God says unto these men. He says, "And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease." Now, my friend, we see that there have been many that had wondered how that Jesus had the ability and had the power to allow Himself to turn the water into wine. to allow himself to take a man down there at the pool of Bethesda that had been begging that he'd be able to walk, that Jesus could come by and allow him to receive that legs that he might have strength to stand. I'm saying that these men had wondered many times as to what that God might be able to do. And they wondered how that Jesus was able to perform the things in which he did. But see, Jesus knew his time was drawing nigh, and he needed to have somebody left around that might be able to display and to show the power and the miraculous ability of an Almighty God. And he called these men and he strengthened them, we find here in verse number 1. The Bible says that he gave them. He gave that these things unto them. There wasn't nothing they borrowed. Wasn't nothing that they bought. It wasn't nothing that they earned. But God Almighty gave them the ability after He summons them. He strengthened them. And the Bible says here that He gave them power. That power speaks of a sense of ability. Hey, it is a privilege that God gives unto those that believe in Him. He gives power. He gives strength. That power also is a delegated influence. You see, God delegates the influence and the ability for believers to have the power of a holy God upon their life. That they might be able to display the goodness and the grace of an Almighty God. The Bible describes here in verse number 10, or chapter 10, verse 1, it says He gave them power against what? Against unclean spirits. My friend, we find that they had power and strength over what? They had power and strength over the devil. Amen? Hey, the Bible says right here, over unclean spirits. That unclean, as we find there, it speaks of that which is impure. It speaks of that which is lewd. It speaks of that which is demonic. It says spirits there. Those are the demons out of the depths of an eternal hell. We find that there are imps and emissaries that do the bidding of the devil himself. That old wicked slanderer, adversary that we have, Satan. And the Bible tells us here that Jesus gave unto these men power against those unclean spirits to cast them out. Hey, Jesus had the ability to draw out many individuals. Legions had the ability to draw out many individuals. Wickedness and evil and demon-possessed individuals. And we find that He casts this upon these individuals as well. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you've been saved by the glory and the grace of God, God's also giving you strength to have power and ability to fight the demonic powers of Satan himself. Hey, are you saying that's easy, preacher? No. I'm not saying it's easy, but it is possible, hey, to overcome the devil. It's easy. It's possible to overcome what the devil might throw at us when he casts those fiery darts against us. Hey, I'm glad that we can draw power from the Most High God. The Bible tells us here and teaches us that we have strength over the devil. Hey, I'm thankful that we have the power of the Holy Ghost of God dwelling within us. I'm glad that through the strength and the power of the Holy One and only the Holy One, my friend, we can have the ability to overcome the evil and the wickedness of this world. Hey, there's lots of people out there that are fighting with demonic spirits. I honestly believe that people that have problems within their life, have problems fighting the flesh, have problems fighting against the world, have problems fighting against the devil. I believe that God can give the strength and the ability to overcome everything that might come against us. Hey, people that are overcome with addiction, I believe that's straight from hell. I believe that's of the devil himself. He wants to see our young and strung out on dope. He wants to see people addicted to alcohol. He wants to see people addicted to pornography. He wants to see people addicted to the things that are wicked and the things that are evil. But I'm here to tell you that through the power of the Holy Ghost of God, we can overcome everything that the devil might throw against us. So these men had a special calling and a special ability. Hey, we find that disciples are in general learners, and teachers are ones that are taught rather. Hey, they are the pupils. We find that these men were apostles. They've been sent forth with power from a holy God. And God has also given the power of the Holy Spirit unto the church, my friend. We need not be afraid of what the Spirit of God can do. Amen. Hey, we need not lose sight of what God can do. God can do great, marvelous things if we'll believe. Hey, Jesus said, oh, those men, they could not understand why they could not heal. They could not understand why they could not do these things at one point. And Jesus told them, hey, if you'd have the faith of a mustard seed, you could move that mountain over there. I believe a lot of times the reason we don't see God come by and we don't see God do the things that He'd like to do, it's because our faith is weak, it's weary, it's waning. My friend, we need to realize if we'll just place our faith and trust in God and realize He's given us the strength that we need, hey, we can do great, marvelous things in the name of Jesus to further the gospel, to see lost sinners saved, and to see saved sinners stirred for the glory of an almighty God. The Bible describes unto us the strength. Hey, we have strength over the devil, but we also have strength over the disease. The Bible describes here in verse number 10, it says, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Sickness speaks of a disability or an infirmity. That disease speaks of a debility, that which disables, that which enables somebody to be able to perform a certain task. We find the Bible says that He gave them power to heal and all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Hey, we have strength over disease. I believe that's disease that's physical. Amen. I believe that God can do miraculous works in the day and time in which we live. Trina gave testimony this morning of what happened with Miss Waldrew. Huh? They thought she had an aneurysm, and all of a sudden they got there. Hey, it's gone. I'll tell you what, God is in the miracle working business. Amen. My God has the ability to cure. My God has the ability to heal. Sometimes He works in mysterious ways, and sometimes good people have to go through hard times and suffer many things, and we cannot comprehend it or cannot understand it. But I'll tell you, the ultimate end and the ultimate result is that through every trial, every test, every disease, is that God Almighty would receive glory. Hey, that God would receive honor and that God would receive praise. Sometimes it is through sickness and disease, but sometimes it's through God overcoming the sickness and God overturning the disease. So we find here that these men had received strength over disease. Hey, sometimes it's the disease that is chosen. Sometimes it's people bring things upon themselves. Sometimes it's things that we do not have no ability of knowing that we're going to have it. But my friend, we find that God can give the cure. We find that God's able to cure cancer. Amen. I believe that. God's able to cure heart disease. God's able to cure diabetes. God's able to do all things through Jesus Christ and the power in His name. Hey, Jesus can do all things for you and I. He's able to help us overcome, I believe, sickness of depression. I believe sickness of addiction, as I've already shared with. I believe God's able to help us to overcome the disease of the most horrible, horrific disease that this world has ever seen, and that is sin itself. My friend, sin's a disease. Hey, I'll tell you what, it just takes a little bit of leaven, amen? Hey, leaven the whole lump. It just takes a little bit of sin in our life to all of a sudden explode and to expand and to overcome and overwhelm our lives if we don't get a control over it. Hey, my friend, God's able to give us strength tonight. We find here the summons. We find here the strength. But I also believe that we find the supplication. My friend, I believe that Jesus might just be calling unto somebody here tonight. Jesus just might be calling unto somebody here to submit and to surrender. Did you hear the gospel call? Have you heard the Lord Jesus' voice speaking unto our hearts tonight? My friend, God might be speaking unto you. He might be summoning you out of sin unto salvation. He might be summoning you out of just mere satisfaction with being saved unto a lifetime commitment of service unto Him. My friend, I don't know what God's doing. I don't know what God's working in your heart and in your life. But my friend, God may be speaking unto you tonight. Is He supplicating unto you? Is Jesus calling unto you today? I also believe that there's a good suggestion here. I believe as we see these men's lives, I believe that we need to be like them. We need to listen, we need to learn, and we need to live. My friend, we need to listen to what God's Word has said. I believe that these old boys was listening. They didn't get it all the first time around. That's obvious. Hey, there's a lot of times we come to God's house and we hear the Word and we don't get it first time around. God has to bring us back again and again and again. But I believe as you look at these men's lives and we study these men's lives and we see where that God called them from and where that He brought them to and where that He was sending them. You see, as we look at Matthew chapter number 10, we need to look at the past and the present and the future. And that's what we got to do when we look at our own lives. Amen. Hey, if we're ever going to have revival, we've got to look where God brought us from. We've got to look at what God brought us through, what God delivered us from as He called into our life. We've got to look where we're at right now. But we also got to look ahead. Hey, as you study these men's lives, hey, you'd have never thought that Peter and John, as they were there at the temple at the gate, called beautiful that day, hey, they'd have never thought that they'd be able to help some old boy stand up and walk. He's standing there begging of alms, and they said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Rise, stand up, and walk." My friend, they gave unto him what they could. And that's what God's desiring for you and I to do. Just give unto somebody else what we have. And you've got the greatest thing that anybody could ever have. That's the gospel. Will you give it to them? We need to listen. We need to learn. We need to live. That's my suggestion tonight. Anybody got anything on their heart tonight, you bring it to the Lord. You give it unto Him. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy." Amen. Jesus was able to help you tonight. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight.